Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church today. In our call to worship, we are continuing our study through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the first 9 verses, and we are now at verse 8. And I want you to listen carefully because this falls in line with what we kind of heard in Sunday school this morning at the latter part of the lesson. Verse 8, a time to love and a time to hate. A time to love and a time to hate. There are people in this world, and especially in these days, that despise the concept of hating. They think you're supposed to love everything and everybody, and if you don't, then you should be forced to love what everybody else loves. Now, that ceases to be love if you're forced to do it. Can you imagine someone forcing a man to love his wife, or his wife to love her husband, or forcing a child to love their parent? Now, that's just a foreign concept, is it not? The Bible indicates that there are things that we should love and things that we should hate. And so who sets the standard? God does. His Word does. It reminds me of 2 Chronicles chapter 19, where Jehoshaphat was in association with Ahab, and God sends along His prophet, Jehu, the son of Hanani, the seer, and went out to meet him and said to the king Jehoshaphat, "Shouldest thou help the ungodly and love them that hate the Lord? Therefore is wrath upon thee from before the Lord." Very striking language there. So you're not supposed to be helping the ungodly. You're supposed to stand against the ungodly. You're not supposed to be loving them. Are you to love them that hate the Lord? Well, that's a very pointed question, and I think today we are being forced to make either a biblical decision or a worldly, cultural decision about what we love. And I think it's important that the Bible sets out very clearly there's a time to love and there is a time to hate. And you and I need the biblical wisdom that only God can give to know when to do both. We are so hypercritical these days that if we don't meet the expectations of society, that somehow we're not going to have any influence in America. Let me tell you something. The Bible says be light and salt. Light and salt. And I don't know if you've ever gone swimming when you had a cut, but down at the Gulf of Mexico, you jump in the water with a cut, that salt's going to burn. It's going to burn. It's going to sting. And we must not forget what the Bible has to say about that. If I'm going to be a witness in America, if I'm going to be a testimony for the Lord and be salt, it's going to sting some. And we can't run from that. We can't say, well, you know, we're not going to do that anymore. Then you're ceasing to do what God said to do. How will you succeed? I mentioned on Wednesday that this week I had one of my camp counselors get on one end of a tug-of-war rope, and I had the smallest girl in camp. I said, "I want you to get on the other end," and so she came down there, a little tiny girl, and I said, "All right, we're going to have a tug-of-war," and she looked at me. Her eyes got really big. I said, "All right, here we go. On your mark, get set." I said, wait a minute. How many of you think that Emily's going to win? Nobody raised their hand. How many of you think that Mr. Chase is going to win? Everybody raised their hand. Why? Because he's bigger than she is. I said, well, let's just put it to the test. So we had the tug of war between them, and he let her pull for a little bit. And then I just gave him the signal, and he went ahead and pulled her across the line and whatever. And everybody was clapping and so forth like that. And I said, now listen, boys and girls. I said, you can't win against God. You can't win against God. You fight against God, you will what? You lose. You don't fight against God and win. And yet our generation, our philosophy of life in America has become, we don't need God. And if you're not with God, you're against Him. Yes, I said that. I know that's not politically correct. That doesn't mean that you're against God. Yes, it does. If you're not with God, you're against God. So may the Lord help us to know what we are to love and what we're to hate. And the only way you're going to know is to study this book. You've got to study this book. This book will tell you what to love and what to hate. And as long as you stand with God, you'll be on the right side. And you'll have the blessings of God. But if you stand against God, you will lose.